Wait a minute. Wait a minute, Doc. Are you telling me that you built a time machine out of a DeLorean?
When this baby hits 88 miles per hour, you're gonna see some serious shit.
Not need to remind each and every citizen of Rapture that free enterprise is the foundation upon which our society has been established.
Everywhere you go, everything you do, it's always done for death, pain, and misery.
Our men are running from the battlefield. A shame for this place!
Flame and McButter juice.
By the way, there's a new show called Chosen. It's by the same guys that do Archer, and it's fucking phenomenal.
We're live!
Oh my god, what?
I pulled a Haas.
What?
Who has control now?
Oh no.
We're talking fuckers. About Flame and Butter Juice.
Flames and Butter Juice on Video Destruct.
Alright, well, there's the title. I don't have to work hard for this one.
What picture can you use with flames and butter juice?
I don't know. I guess just a big canister of that.
There's going to be a Pokemon. I choose you, butter juice.
Butter juice evolves into butter stick.
Which evolves into butter flame.
Butter flame, butter king.
So stupid.
I still got some chicken McNuggets in my mouth, but I'm ready to get going.
All right, let's do it.
Yeah. I push this thing forward.
Hey everybody, it's something.
March 6th,
Thursday. We're recording.
On Thursday. Recording a little late this week.
Yeah, we had some scheduling issues and finally able to get together today. And what's everybody been playing in the last week or so?
I haven't been playing anything. So, Eric?
He's been playing editor for the website.
How's that game?
It's pretty all right. You know, you gotta cut some stuff out and then move stuff over and put in a title card. It's really cool.
Lots of clicks and whistles. you sound super excited about it.
Yeah, right?
Just zapping my I have been playing a couple games. I played the game Hearthstone.
Hearth.
It's Hearth. It's H-E-A-R-T-H.
That's
Hearth.
That's Hearthstone.
No, it's Hearth.
I could do the whole hour 20 just listen to this.
It's
keep
Hearth.
Going.
It's Hearthstone.
No.
Yes. Everybody in the world except for you says Hearthstone.
Have you ever talked to anyone else in the world?
It's Earth with an H in front of it. That's it. That's
I typically spell. Say Hearth with that one.
You're wrong.
You people are out of your fucking minds.
Can we just call it H-Stone?
Whatever. I've been playing...
So we can move on.
I've been playing Magic Light.
Okay, yeah. Basically, yeah.
It is... Magic Light. It's pretty fun. As somebody who's played Magic sparsely with a good friend of the show, Tim Reynolds, who's amazing at the game, and your brother Brian.
They both play it.
They both play quite well,
quite regularly.
So it is it's an interesting game. It's a lot easier to get attached to because it's attached to the World of Warcraft world,
right?
Which I was a big fan of.
I thought the Hearthstones were a thing in World of Warcraft.
It is a thing in the World of Warcraft.
Hearthstone, sorry.
It's Hearthstone.
Not a fucking thing anyway.
I don't know.
It's a Hearthstone.
I've always just said Hearth. I don't know if it's
you
correct.
And everyone else in the world.
I know. I don't know if it's correct or not.
It's a really interesting game. The tutorial was a little lengthy for me. You had to like literally play through 8 matches,
right?
Computerized matches, and they're not short.
Yeah.
Like it's a good 20-30 minutes a piece,
right?
Of them showing you what to do.
What are the first 5 letters in that word?
Okay,
H-E-A-R-T, heart.
Yeah.
Okay, but there's an H in it, and how do you say Earth?
Earth.
There's an H, so it changes.
I think we just changed the title of
Hearth.
This one.
You fuck.
There's not a U in it.
E-A-R can be done so in three different ways. That's the thing.
There's not a fucking U in it. That's why.
By your standards, it's saying it's called heart stone.
Well, no.
You put an H after a T.
Well, but then is it Arth? Around the planet Arth?
Around the planet Arth, apparently.
I guess? I don't know.
Rock from the sun. There's Arth. Not an H there!
There's an H in Arth?
Well, it's not a real thing. So, maybe we should call
it. Arth is a real thing!
Is it?
Around a fireplace!
Well, okay, but I'm saying a hearthstone isn't, so.
But a hearth is a real thing!
What? Can we just call up Blizzard and just be is it Hearth or Hearth?
Let's agree to disagree.
No, because I'm right!
You're not right. You're not right.
Right into the show.
Let's just move on.
Jesus Christ.
So, I've been playing World of Warcraft Magic.
H-Stone.
Yeah, again, it's pretty good. It seems pretty balanced. You don't get thrown into a match. A good friend of mine, Ryan, he turned me on to it because it is free to play right now. You can't buy microtransaction-y stuff.
Right.
Better cards, better decks.
Sure.
But it's it appears to be okay. Like, he's a level 16 because he just plays the shit out of it. But it wouldn't really let me play him because I had just started. So it's balanced in the way of like an Xbox sort of lobby match where it's going to put you with people
at
your same skill set. They're not going to come in and just destroy you immediately.
Gotcha.
And treat you like a prom date.
Yeah, right.
It's going to be bad. Regardless of what it's called, Haas.
You're breaking my hearth here.
Regardless of what it's called, it's a pretty alright game. I've probably put 6 hours into it.
Okay.
It's pretty good. Let's see. Nice. What do we got? Also been playing played The Walking Dead Season 2, Episode 2. It just came out. Just like the last one, just awesome.
Yeah.
I don't want to go into big spoilers because I'm recording that as we speak.
Yeah.
As I'm playing through it. So hopefully it'll come up on the site here pretty soon.
It'll get there once
you know it's not Brandon's fault. It's me recording it then sending it to him. It's a thing.
Yeah.
So yeah, we've been doing that.
To be fair, I have been holding on to that first one for a while.
Yeah. So we're gonna put out an episodic sort of format. Not so much with the episodes because they're a few hours apiece. And the other game I've been playing it's been really fun. It's also a free to play beta.
Yeah.
It's called The Mighty Quest for Epic Loot.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I know that one. Yeah.
Basically, you raid other people's player-built castles.
Okay.
They build their castles, which are all floating in the sky. You pick a range of... there's four characters. You can buy another one with a microtransaction.
Yeah.
And then you get gear and you get loot from raiding these people's castles.
Right.
That
That's
they
an
have
Ubisoft
built.
One, right?
It is an Ubisoft free-to-play. It's pretty... I haven't really had any glitch problems with it.
Right.
There is issues with repetitiveness.
Okay.
Because if you get someone who really knows how to put together a good, fun castle, it's great. But then you get the guys who put nothing but floor traps.
Yeah.
And you spend 2 hours trying to bang through those.
Yawn.
To get your epic loot.
Ooh, who's playing this game efficiently?
Yeah.
We want to be fun with it.
Yeah.
We want a game where, like, your wife and children are in the house and they can get murdered?
Yeah,
or is that the other game that's like that?
I don't know.
There's two games right now where you build a house, you design it, and put traps in it.
Right.
And idea is that you're out questing and raiding other people's houses, and your wife and children are at home, and they can get murdered.
Is it Night Trap?
Is that a lot like Night Trap?
this game is
no Augs though.
No Augs.
This game isn't dark like that. It's real silly.
Okay, it must be the other one. Yeah, there's another game that's exactly like that.
It's probably like just a little darker. This game is. I mean, by the name you can tell it's got
goofy,
a sense of humor about
it's goofy
it.
About it.
It's fun to play. Like I said, if you get a guy who builds a really good castle, it's a blast. The mighty loot you get is other gear and other little collectibles you can have to show off.
Some pretty mighty loot.
Usually the gear is just barely better than what you have.
Right.
So you can raid another higher level castle.
Yeah.
But it's fun. For free to play,
sure, absolutely.
By all means, check it out. I mean, it's going to cost you nothing but a little bit of time and some space on your hard drive.
Yeah. I imagine it's always more fun when you get the people who, you know, are more imaginative with it.
Yeah, when you,
nobody wants to play the guy that does the Zergling Rush every week.
Yeah.
No, who cares?
No Zerg Rush for us. But that's about the extent of what I've been playing. Also, I mean, I've been playing Rust, which I mentioned last week.
Right, yeah.
It's a blasted game. It keeps getting updated every day.
Mm-hmm.
New things every day. I had a guy, quote, leave me a present outside, which I did record that episode, so I'm going to send it to you so you can put it up.
Right.
It's quite creepy.
Yeah.
It was quite, because he was running at me full speed with a gun in his hand, and I had to run into my shelter and hide, because I was so excited, because I just built an axe. My first stone axe, and it's you feel like you've accomplished something when you've gotten all the pieces to make these things.
Right.
So... it was a lot of fun. Then, you know, the creepy guy outside with the present. I'm just screaming, are you friendly? He's like, I left you a present outside. Why don't you come out here and open it? And I'm like, you're going to hurt me, aren't you? And he's like, no.
No.
But I can hear him sneering like Mr. Burns off The Simpsons, just clicking his fingernails together, waiting to blow my brains out. Yeah. So, again, that's getting updated every day, so there's always new things, which I like about it. That's why I like playing betas and early alphas.
Yeah.
Every time you log in, it's like, oh, now I can make a screwdriver, which is going to help me build a better base and stuff like that. So
that's pretty cool.
Fun game. Lots of glitches. It's in really early alpha, such as like DayZ, but that's the extent of what I've been playing on my small amount of free time. Hoss, what have you been playing, buddy?
Last week or so, been a couple of fairly big games that have come out that I've had the opportunity to sit down and play. First of which being Plants vs. Zombies Garden Warfare.
Oh, yeah. Classic bit there.
It's basically Battlefield, Plants vs. Zombies stuff in it. I checked it out from the lame stop and played that for a few days.
Right.
It's a game that's got a whole lot of charm. It's quirky in the way that a PopCap game should be and is.
Right.
It plays reasonably well. The lack of depth and overall just features that you normally associate with modern day modes and things like that that you look for out of shooters. This game's only $40
right
on the Xbox One. It's only $30 on the 360. But even that, I mean, I don't know. I ran out of stuff to keep me interested in it fairly quickly. About level 10 or so, I kind of petered out on the game. Just because there's a certain amount of features that you expect from a modern-day shooter that just kind of weren't there. But they were purposefully not there. It wasn't like these were just oversights. It was just, that's a game that's not... Not every game's for you.
Right, yeah.
That's a game that, I can respect it for what it is. It is a good shooter in a pool full of spectacular shooters.
yeah.
But I appreciate them for trying. It's like, the entire time that this game has been in development, it always felt like two guys at PopCap, one of them lost a bet, and said, I bet you I can make this stupid game that I am forced to make successful. And they did. They made a pretty good game. But there's just, you can tell it's aimed towards, there's a certain amount of looseness to the shooting.
Right.
And auto-aiming is on by default.
Right.
To a certain degree. And it's just... It's not about precision shooting. There's not things that you normally associate with class-based shooters. Like, not every class has a melee. There are melee-specific classes.
Interesting. Wow.
If you've got two guys that are going up against each other who aren't... that don't have melee abilities...
Yeah.
When you get closer than 5 feet from each other, it gets real awkward because you're just like, oh, we're both reloading and neither of us can do anything. Oh, my God.
There's a lot of sidestepping and strifing.
Yeah. It's just... It gets a little bit awkward at times. But, overall, I think the game You know, it's a Frostbite Engine game, so it runs on that DICE Battlefield technology. Right. Looks good. It's only 24 players. It's not 64. It's not trying to, you know, it's not too big for its own britches or anything.
It's not trying to change the world when it comes to shooters.
No, it just wants to be a good, fun shooter. And it's third person, not first person. Right. So it's going to be easier to pick up for average people. So this is for families.
Right.
You know, this is for little kids.
Yeah.
This is for the kid who wants Call of Duty, but the parents are like, no.
Yeah.
You know, you could gladly get them this, and, you know, I'll give it a recommendation to somebody who's looking for a real change of pace.
Yeah.
And, is pretty accepting of shortcomings.
It's for the college couple that, you know, that one girlfriend who wants to play video games but is no good at it, so you just...
Well, that's the nice thing, is that the game on the Xbox One, not the 360, but on the Xbox One, it supports split-screen, so you can take two players online.
Okay.
So your girlfriend can be there, just kind of have a fun time, and it's cute and all that other stuff.
There you go.
But, yeah, like, you know, I'm not willing to slap a number on it, because I know in my heart of hearts that I'm not the intended audience, mm-hmm. but on a scale from bad to fantastic, it's probably good.
Yeah.
It lays there right in the middle.
Okay.
You know,
cool.
I give it 2 eagles and a flying star. I don't know.
Yeah,
I think our rating system needs to be from bad to fantastic, and we need to find some in-betweens.
Fantastic. Like,
right there in the middle is...
No.
That's the funny thing.
No, the smallest one needs to be, don't care. Don't care!
A little insight into our web work. We actually do have a review system built into the site that we have, and we haven't used it yet because we've yet to come up with what exactly our rating system's going
to
be.
From bad to fantastic, I think. I think that fits us nicely.
Does it? Okay.
I think that's what we're going to do.
Okay. You
know, I'm on board.
And maybe this is a little bit too inside baseball for a podcast to a certain degree, but, you know, I've been thinking about this quite a bit lately, and, you know, you notice that the site's been a little bit slow for content. We've been, you know, working on getting this video stuff off the ground. Brandon's been killing himself with that, and I've been thinking about, you know, a lot of things about that I'm writing, and, you know, do we really need to be leaning into news? There's so many other sources out there for news right now.
Right.
You know, and really, like, with our ability to do, you know, video content and first looks and, you know, a lot of, you know, video-focused content.
Yeah.
I just think that we need to really sit down and think about what our authorian tone is going to be and what our focus.
Sure.
Of what our articles are going to be about.
Yeah.
And that's something that, you know, nobody kind of knows going into this what that's going to be.
Sure.
And we'll kind of figure it out over time. Like, you know, if there's one thing that we've noticed in the last week, and I really appreciate everybody, you know, hanging with us and, you know, liking us on Facebook and all that fun stuff. You know, like our, subscribe to our YouTube page and subscribe to the podcast.
Yep.
You know, it all really goes a long way. But you guys have really shown that you've had a lot more interest in our video content.
Yeah.
Than you ever did out of our written content.
That's a sign.
And I, because, you know, people like video, and everybody's got, you know, a smart device, mm-hmm. and, you know, everybody's got 5 minutes to sit down and watch us hack a game to pieces, or me make fun of Eric for 20 minutes.
I don't appreciate that, by the way.
I do. Immensely.
I do it out of hate, Eric.
Oh. Well, you say it that way. Nailed it.
Only out of hate.
Best friends forever.
I've been thinking a lot about that. I mean, you know, it... As somebody who's the editor-in-chief of a website, it's kind of weird to think about, like, I don't really know how much we need to write. that kind of makes it sound weird. It also puts way too much stress on, you know, our video team. And at a certain point, I think we'll all need to get pretty skilled at the video editing side of this.
Okay.
Because, you know, it's... The video content seems to be what people are interested in. I'd love to hear what you guys have to think when it comes to that. You know, I had tossed around the idea before about doing, like, audio reviews, you know, like, and having a specific podcast stream just for, you know, like, kind of you know, audio reviews and first look kind of thoughts. Basically, kind of a very boiled down, you know, minute to 3 minute version of what I talk about on the podcast.
Right.
Just like, hey, South Park, dude, go buy that, sick.
Get it.
next episode, you know?
Moving on.
But yeah, like, I'd love to hear what you guys have to think, and, vote with your clicks, man. Like, you know, if you don't like what we're doing, feel free to voice your opinion, but, we also know if you guys are checking out what we, what we do, that shows as well. So, feel free to let us know, but that's to kind of derail a little bit there. But yeah, I'll get back to the games I've been playing, and I'm sure that will all shake itself out eventually.
Sure. Gotta find that tone.
Exactly, and just find the happy medium between, we could put together, 15 or 20 videos a week. I just don't know if we've got enough to say or if there's ever enough out.
Day 7, we're just kind of... This game.
I heard you went to the bathroom earlier. Yeah, that sounded pretty intense.
I did. It was pretty crazy.
How do you like that phone game that you've been playing?
It was a genre-defining movement. That was a highbrow poop joke.
That was. That's what I was about to say. That was the classiest poop joke I've ever heard.
I feel like this needs to have the more you know music on the way top of it.
Exactly.
It transcended poop.
We're gonna change the industry.
Yeah.
So what else you been playing?
We'll never be the same again.
Again.
But yeah, the other thing I've spent my most time playing, I've played quite a few things in the last week, but really the other thing I'll lean into heavily for my video game portion of this is that I've played about roughly between a third-ish to maybe getting close to a half, I think, of South Park.
Nice.
The Stick of Truth. I'm playing it on the PlayStation 3.
Yeah.
I got so serious about that game that I moved the PS3 back out in the living room. That's how you know it's serious.
That's how you know
it's getting real.
It's a big deal.
The problem is, when I've got video games in the bedroom where the PS3 was,
right.
I'll play about an hour of it and wake up 6 hours later realizing that, because I lay down on the bed to play,
right.
And I just fall asleep.
Fall asleep, yeah. I've done that.
Because that's where the magic happens.
I've done that.
Yeah. If you consider sleeping the magic, then there's lots of that happening there.
Oh, yeah. Sleep's amazing.
It's a Tempur-Pedic. It's pretty fancy.
Yeah.
It's a velour.
A velour.
But, yeah, like, I think South Park The Stick of Truth is pretty special. It looks exactly like the show.
Yeah.
It's written as sharply as the show.
Get through all the way to, you're about the half, you said?
Yeah.
It's been that sharp all the way through,
and
really.
That may or may not remain true all the way through to the end, but at the point I'm at right now, it's razor sharp.
See, that is really good for me to hear, because when I saw, like, the first... I've watched the first, like, tutorial opening and everything. They kind of pressed that out, like, immediately after the game was released. It was like, one of their pressers was like, here's the tutorial, first 13 minutes of the game.
It's not uncommon nowadays.
Yeah, and so...
Which I think is weird, simply because I don't think that game gets real funny until about the first hour in.
True, but...
Dude, after that first fucking hour,
yeah.
Holy shit, that game's hilarious! There have been, awesome. Alone in my house, there have been moments where I have literally chuckled and sat the controller right now.
Tried to high five someone that wasn't there.
Oh,
Willow,
man.
Just comes up and headbutts you.
Ouch.
That game, we played a little of it today.
We're like, get out of my house, Jeff Hardy.
We
what are you doing here? Willow Wisp.
We did a
son of a bitch.
We did a let's play today. We recorded me and Hoss playing the game, and it's, from what I saw, it's great.
Right.
I'm not a turn based fighter, Final Fantasy.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not my thing, but it's entertaining. They explain a lot of things, which is great. One of Hoss's moves was a dragon fire breath.
Yeah.
I'm like, how's he gonna do that? And Haas is like, I basically just walk up to a guy and shoot a Roman candle in his face. And that's his dragon fire breath thing, which is phenomenal.
It's a brilliant thing, because they basically took the aspect of LARPing and made that the game.
And
the thing that people are pretending to do in a game or a movie
is
now the game itself.
It's kids playing make-believe. It's how kids would play. Cartman explains it.
It's really well done. I think that the Cartman aspect to, and I guess I should probably touch on this. It's turn-based in the way that old Final Fantasy was turn-based.
Yeah.
the games I would say that it's most like are the Penny Arcade Adventures games.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And Costume Quest, because whenever you go to do an attack, there are time-sensitive button presses to make that attack successful.
Right.
Which Penny Arcade Adventures leaned into incredibly hard.
Right.
Specifically the first two Penny Arcade Adventures games.
Right.
This is very similar to that.
Right.
In a lot of ways. But the thing I'll say is that, you know, like, Cartman, one of the first things, you know, when you're talking about the fighting system,
yeah.
He's, you know, one of the elves, the rival clan,
yeah.
You know, mentions how stupid it is that we have to wait. And he's like, well, idiot, I've done this before. Like, I've played a lot of old games. This is how it's always been. This is just old combat, moron.
And this is ancient combat. It's how they fought in the old times.
He just hilarious. Explains it all away. Yeah, this is how they fought in old times.
Exactly.
And it's brilliant. And I'm a pretty harsh critic of comedy.
Yeah.
However,
South Park is not one of your critiques, I would say.
No, but here's the thing, is that this walks into a territory that I always universally shit on.
Okay.
Whenever you take something that is popular in a medium and put it in video games,
right.
There's always this fucking stupid moment where somebody looks at the camera and goes, "It's like a video game, guys." And it fucking makes me want to kill myself. I just hate, it's like, you know, like, it just makes me think of the most bottom of the barrel, dregs of humanity, Wayans movie bullshit. You know, like, Ferris Bueller, Zach Morris, timeout, look at the camera, bullshit. And this game never does that.
Never, it hasn't done that once yet.
Not yet.
Okay.
There you go. And it, you know, it's just some of the best, you know, gags from the past come back in different ways. It's not just rehashing the same joke. Like, Al Gore shows up and he's looking for Man Bear Pig. But he's got all these Man new Bear surveillance devices, and his office is a U-Haul trailer.
Of course it is.
And it's real good. And, you know, like, the city map is really well done. Like, you know, the railroad tracks are there, and right on the other side of the tracks is where Kenny's house is.
Right.
You know, the farm where the horse bites off the penis is there, and you know, Stark's Pond is there.
Stark's Pond, yeah.
And, you know, like,
that's where the chickens got raped.
Yeah, if you remember. The chicken lover.
The chicken lover.
You know, there's you know, like, the Shitty Walk is there, and then the Japanese restaurant next door is still destroyed.
It's still ruins. Nice. That's great.
Now, in one of the most interesting things is that this game was supposed to come out around the holidays.
Right.
And it so would make bad. Sense for it to have.
Right.
Because the mall's closed.
Okay. Yeah. Well, see, yeah.
It's right around that three-part episode where the mall ends
exactly.
up closed.
Exactly. They had an episode where it basically led into this whole thing.
Exactly. So, and if this would have came out at that time, it would have made a whole lot more sense.
Right. Yeah.
But whatever.
Yeah.
You're
just supposed to expect that it's the winner.
Because it's all those gags. It's the Princess right. Kenny. It's,
exactly.
You
yeah.
know.
It's all those things.
The...
It's just how
Cartman's
King Wizard.
Well, he's the KKK leader. It's the Koopa Keep clan.
Yeah.
And one of the better, they have like a Facebook component built in there that's actually really cool that kind right. of fleshes out the universe and like what other people are doing at any given time.
Right.
That's also how they drop hints on missions.
Right.
And, you know, like there's some good banter in there between, you know, certain characters. And, you know, there's a good bit where Tolkien is talking about how, I'm a healer, Cartman. You can't just change me to a blacksmith. And Cartman says, I'm sorry, Tolkien. For whatever reason, whenever I look at you, I just think blacksmith, so you're a blacksmith. And it's, you know, I don't want to keep just drilling through, like, the jokes that are in there, but I mean, like, everything in that game is lovingly built
right.
from people who really love that universe, that dumb bullshit. I mean, even down to the junk that you pick up in the game, like, I picked yeah. up a Wing CD. You know, the Shitty Walk.
Yeah,
the Shitty Walk.
Walk. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
His wife. You know, like a copy of The Poop Who Took a Pee. I got a copy of that.
The Poop Who Took a Pee.
I mean, there's just
Faith
like...
Faith Plus One CD.
Yeah, Faith Plus One CD.
Faith Plus One CD, is that it? Nice. There you go.
I mean, just some of the best, like, just tossed off gags, but it's not trying to get mileage out of driving old 10-year-old jokes home.
Right.
It's, I don't know if you ever saw it, but like back when, and I mentioned this in the first look, so sorry for people who have to hear this again, but like back when the Family Guy came out, for the Xbox and the PS2.
Right.
I kind of liked Family Guy. It was right when it first came back, and I enjoyed the first few seasons, and I was, you know, kind of wanted to play that game. So I ended up picking it up, and I was super pissed and felt like a sucker because it was just, it wasn't repurposed versions of old jokes.
Yeah.
It was the same joke. Like, there's a mini game where you're Stewie swimming around a pool saying Marco Polo.
Yeah.
With Helen Keller. Like,
yeah.
It's the same joke.
Yeah, exactly.
You didn't, you just took the same wallpaper and smeared it on another wall. It's bullshit.
Yeah, I agree.
But yeah, like in here, like they're not succumbing to that.
Yeah.
Like, because, you know, honestly, I wouldn't be upset or pissed. I would be stoked if Al Gore showed up on another episode of South Park and started talking about Man Bear Pig. I'd be like, he can do this every season and it would be brilliant.
It's true.
And whenever he gives you his email address, he's like, make sure that you don't give that to anybody. I'm super serial.
I'm super serial. Don't give that to anybody.
That's perfect.
Classic.
There
you go.
But yeah, it's absolutely fantastic. It looks great. The effects are great. I love the fighting system. It's difficult.
Yeah, is it?
It with the timing-based elements of it, it makes it difficult. The interesting thing will be, I think I'm right at the end of the KKK missions, I believe.
It's really... That's a statement I never thought you'd hear about a video game.
I haven't met Stan and Kyle.
Yeah, you haven't just met them yet.
I haven't met them yet. I've met, like, Tolkien and Scott Malcolmson. He's got diabetes.
Scott Malcolmson's got diabetes.
Rock of Insanity.
Diabetes.
Oh, dude, the Rock of Insanity is one of the best gags that, like, it's yeah, there's a Rock of Insanity that's in Cartman's...
We have it on the Let's Play.
Yeah, it's pretty good. When you touch it,
interesting. You go.
Cartman says, "You're insane now." And then when you walk away from him, he goes, "All right, you're better." And there's all kinds of, like, tons of... some of the best comedy in this game is stuff that you wouldn't find unless you just dug around.
Right.
Genuinely hilarious. There's a sequel to Asses of Fire in it.
So it makes you want to explore.
Yeah.
Fuck yes!
Yeah, that's a good thing.
I spend all my time doing side missions in that game.
There you go.
And I'm not a big side mission guy. Unless it's like Blast Shards and Infamous, I gotta have those.
Gotta get those Blast Shards.
I gotta have those.
I gotta be more Grimdark.
Speaking of that, when is Second Son supposed to come out? Because that
March
awesome.
18th?
I saw some videos on that. That looked pretty cool.
Everything I end up seeing, I've got it pre-ordered and paid off.
He goes through a guy, and then DDTs him on the ground.
So?
Just saying. That's fun to me.
So I mean, that's just like a melee move that you would have in Saints Row the Third. I mean,
that's true.
Like, honestly, you do everything other than that.
That's true.
there's that.
Yeah.
I
played 5 minutes of Fez. That was pretty fun.
That game's fucking awesome.
It's great.
What's Fez?
It's this awesome little game. It was, have you ever watched the Indie Game Movie? By the way,
I have not.
It's a phenomenal movie. Anybody who hasn't watched that movie, we probably talk about this at one point. Watch that movie because it's great. Do you not like it?
It's a little up its own ass.
It is a little bit up its own ass. I think they come back to it a little bit better. Towards the beginning, they're kind of like, "Oh, well, we're the guys that, you know," like, I don't know. It's a little bit up its own ass, but
it's the thing. It's like Jonathan Blow, the guy who made Braid, is somebody who's all the way encapsulated in his own ass.
Yeah,
but he can back it up.
Exactly. So, yeah. There's a lot of those guys that do it. The guy that programs Super Meat Boy, he's a really
Phil Fish is just so fucking whiny, though.
He is. Phil Fish is very whiny.
I know some people that are in Indie Game the movie, though.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Actually, you know who Phil Fish is? You watch... Eric watches Big Bang Theory. He's the main character of Big Bang Theory verbatim. Like, it's him. No, the guy from Roseanne.
Oh, gotcha.
Wait,
Leonard. The kid from Roseanne.
You watched the Big Bang
Theory? He loves the Big Bang
Theory. I love that show. That show is awesome.
What the fuck is wrong with
you? The look of disdain on Oz's face.
I like that show, I'm sorry.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
Just because you don't like it doesn't mean that everyone else has to fucking hate it.
I'm indifferent towards it. But anyway.
It's the worst.
I'm disturbed. No, the worst is 1.5 Men or whatever. That's a piece of good. 2.5 Men.
It's the same network.
It is the same network.
They have the same kind of disdain for you.
I hate that show.
Hey, I'll just say this right now. I'll let you slide on it. Whatever you can do. You can do whatever you want with your life.
Right.
But if you're watching a TV show that has to tell you when to laugh,
oh, come you're doing on. It wrong. Oh, come on. I've watched many of sitcoms where they have the laugh track. It's not a big deal.
And then when they hug at the end, it goes, "Oh."
Yeah, I watched them all my life, so it's all good.
Yeah.
But now
I fucking hate you, people.
I did hear a funny joke.
I'm pulling the plug on this show.
I did hear a funny joke about that show that you'll appreciate, Hoss. That someone equated it to nerd blackface.
That is.
A bunch of people who think what they know what nerds do and. Anyway,
I don't have the same kind of condescension as that. Like, but you see the same kind of rage from nerds on the internet who are like, all these chicks who couldn't be models, pretending that they're nerds,
yeah.
So that people think they're sexy. It's like,
yeah,
I'm not that kind of guy. Right, yeah. I'm not sitting there going like, well, these fake nerds trying to make money off. I think it's condescending to like they're like, yeah, everybody who likes video games, they're just one of these. Like, sad shells of humanity that should die a horrible death. Like,
I don't know if they go that
far. They're definitely not putting that
But way. Anyway, back to my point, the indie game movie, Phil Fish is the developer of Fez. And he went through a whole lot of shit getting that thing done. But it shows there's... For what, two programmers? Was he the only guy programming? Two programmers. Dude, the French dude. It was him and some French guy that's never even on the movie. But just a fantastic feel to that game. What the premise is you're on a 2D plane, right? But you can rotate it. You're actually on a 3D plane, and the way to... 90 degree changes within the rotation, and you can... that's how you solve the puzzles. Like, you might not be... You have to get to the door, basically. And so to find the door, you had to rotate. It's like, okay, I have to get there. But you had to rotate it back to get on this platform. And then rotate it this way to get to that platform, et cetera, et cetera. And
it's like Paper Mario.
Yeah, basically. And then just keep throwing...
Yeah, Super Paper Mario or Crush or...
And the graphics are just... They're just this gorgeous old-school thing. You look like a little Adventure Time character. Yeah. And it's a great game. I played it for like 5 minutes. I'm like, this is awesome. Back to editing.
I think its soundtrack is arguably better than than the game, but that's a tribute to the soundtrack and not a detraction from the quality of the game.
Right, exactly.
So. I may have Phil Fish, got a little lippy with people last year.
Did he?
He announced a sequel to Fez.
Okay.
And then there was all this kind of outcry about how he never fixed, Fez on the 360 and wouldn't pay to have the patch done. And then he placed it all on Microsoft because, Microsoft was like, you gotta pay $15,000 to release a patch because we have to pay to test it.
Right.
Because we won't... Microsoft's policy is we're not going to let you just release a patch that will break your game because people will blame us.
Exactly, yeah.
So they developed this this policy, which they've ended up making tweaks to for the Xbox One, but their policy was you can't independently publish, which they've retracted on for the Xbox One, and their second policy was if you want to release a patch, it has to meet our TRC requirements, which requires testing, and it costs $15,000.
For that.
Well, so Fez comes out, it's partially broken, Phil Fish released a patch, which passed TRC, it got released, and broke saves in the game.
Mm.
And then they were like, well, that'll be another $15,000 to release another patch. And he's like, well, I paid to release a patch. And they said, yeah, you did. And you broke your own game.
Yeah.
But we're sorry.
Yeah, but it passed the TRC. I think he has a little bit of an argument there.
Well, it's their TRC makes sure that the game itself is functional.
Okay.
It broke old saves from pre-patch.
Okay, got it. Well, yeah.
Which commonly does happen in the PC world all the time.
And obviously TRC cannot...
No!
They can't possibly...
They're not coming to the table with old saves.
If I got an old save from Fez that we can test this out on, obviously. Now, that makes sense. That does
so,
make sense.
Yeah, like, in his fight was, you know, he blamed it all on Microsoft, and then, well, all these people were like, no, we're not going to buy your next game if you're not going to fix the old one. And he was, at that point, pumping up that he was going to be releasing it on PC, and what he... So he ended up pulling the plug on Fez 2 and said, fine, I'm not making Fez 2.
Yeah.
It's like, well, that's not a solution to the problem, moron.
Yeah.
They didn't not want you to make a game. They wanted you to fix the game you made and then make a new game.
That's the thing. Is that's how he came off on that movie. Going back to the movie again, he's very high school nerd. He doesn't like people to criticize him.
Ooh.
Yeah, he reads it all the time.
Yeah,
it's like, if you can't take it, buddy, stop reading it.
You know who did the same thing was the head of Silicon Knights.
Oh yeah,
Dennis Dyack.
Right,
he was the kind of guy. He's one of those trolls like George Broussard from 3D Realms.
Right,
was the same way. He would go on Gaff.
Right,
you know, which is now NeoGaff, you know, the gaming age forums.
Right,
they basically lurk there and have a ghost account, and then come out and say, guess who I am, mother... and just say, like, you're wrong, and here's why, and then end up just calling out the fans, and it's like, you do realize, even if somebody's talking a lot of dirt about you, it's probably because they feel financially invested in it, because they bought it.
Yeah.
Don't shit on your fans.
Exactly. It's like, what are you doing?
And just he's that kind of guy. He'll follow Twitter and read the hashtags and, you know, like, and basically follow back to somebody, you know, talking ill about him. It's like, dude, it's the internet, man.
Right.
Like, you know.
Chill.
As somebody who has a website, there's somebody who thinks you're stupid, fat, misinformed, paid off, ignorant.
All five of those things with us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have nothing but disdain for you people and Arpan.
See, I can't wait till we get to that point, to where we have people saying that. Because so far, everybody's been real supportive. I'm really sad about that.
We want the dicks.
When the dicks start listening.
Wait, that means we made it.
I don't want the dick.
Do I really?
Oh, I mean,
I could totally cut that
out.
We're
not gay at all. Not that there's anything.
Well, don't try to.
Wrong
then it makes
with
it
that.
Seem like we're just hiding from it.
Yeah, right.
There's nothing wrong with
me
that.
Me and Brandon are single and in our 30s.
It's true. That is a thing. So hey, Tosh, you want to hook up?
Oh.
All right, cool.
maybe.
Okay. Who wants free room and board?
not on the air.
But yeah, like, you know, you mentioning Fez, you know, it brings into stark relief how much power the indie games industry has really started to exert.
Right.
In the last few years, the fact that, you know, having a documentary made about your independent game.
Right.
Not shocking.
Yeah.
But I think it's partially due to the slow start of these new consoles and the sputtering state that the last generation was at the end.
Right.
But there are a lot of people who care more about Octodad or Rust right now than people, or Outlast, than people that care about the next Call of Duty in a lot of ways.
Oh, yeah.
Depending on which circle of people you go to, the closer to the center of the hardest of the hardcore.
Absolutely, yeah.
The layers of onion that include games like, you know, Call of Duty and Uncharted and things like that, it's all started to peel away.
Yeah, yeah. I think people are just, like, clamoring for that new thing, you know? It's like people are tired of that same thing. And, you know, even people who find the Call of Duty games fun, they know that...
You get over it.
Here we go. Here comes the rail shooter sequence. We're in space this time. That's cool.
Yeah. But it's still pretty sweet.
But it's still a rail shooter sequence. You know, it's like, all right, you know, whatever. So, yeah, it's interesting. But, yeah, indie games are, you know, they're their own thing now. They're big time. I don't know if you can call them indie anymore. When every big indie game that comes out brings in 20 million to the two programmers that fucking made it.
I don't like when people inappropriately, you know, like, appropriate the indie games label. Because if you want to look at it this way, Activision is the world's largest independent developer.
Yeah, because
they ain't an indie developer.
They're not an indie developer, yeah.
So. You know, I think, you know, it's almost to a point where we need to... you know, there's clarification that needs to be done or something, or maybe at a certain point we just start calling indie games as we know them as like boutique games or you know, art house games or something, because
a new
largely none of them are trying to be the world's next great shooter.
Exactly. Yeah, it's a good point. Although video game companies aren't known for changing their vernacular unless you're Nintendo.
Yeah.
So it's like it's
well, it will never change.
You know,
it is the Wii Remote, not the Wiimote.
It's the Wii Remote. you know, and to the same token, it's like, you know, there's always those people out there who try to you know, like, and I usually stand alone in this debate against my friends, and that's perfectly fine. I don't think video games are art. I think they have artful qualities, but they are not art.
Right.
We haven't reached that point, that inflection.
Right.
We haven't had our Citizen Kane moment.
Yeah.
You know,
video games.
It's, you know, you want proof of that?
Yeah.
Look at The Godfather, the movie, and The Godfather, the game.
Right.
We ain't there.
Right, right.
You know, it's just, granted, that's not the best example of either medium, but they're both pretty good examples of the canyon between the two.
Yeah, it's interesting.
And there's other people who try to call video games interactive entertainment.
Right.
And here's the problem with that. I think it's more representative of what video games are.
Yeah.
And it's much more crediting to their, you know, to their form, but if you're going to come up with a new name for something, it should be fucking shorter.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
And for everybody on the internet, I got a tip for you. Video game, it's two words.
Well, to be fair, so is Video Destruct, but
we smushed that together.
I dropped.
We intercapped it.
Yeah, we did. We did intercap it, but
yeah, as long as
we do that,
as long as we intercap it, it's fine.
That's true. Yeah, video games. There's too many people string that together.
Oh yeah, just jamming that together.
It's a compound word, you know, that's how those work.
Well, you know, I get it with, like, the word multiplayer.
Yeah.
I'm okay with you making multiplayer one word.
Yeah.
But single player is two words.
Multi.
I don't think there's a lot of people out there making single player one word.
Though. Multi in itself is not really a word, it is a prefix.
Yeah, and, so, it, you know, drop the hyphen, who cares?
Yeah, exactly.
I'm fine with that. But video games, two words.
What about vid games? What about VGs?
Ugh.
VGs.
We're talking far too much about this.
VG sounds like a venereal disease.
It does. Yeah. It does totally sound like one.
Granted, our website is VD.
VD, so yeah. There you go.
I should know a thing or two.
I know, right?
But yeah, like the last thing I want to touch on as far as you know, doing or seeing or playing or anything like that is I watched the movie Riddick.
Did you? Cool.
I read Bolkstedt.
Yeah.
I got the Blu-ray. I didn't go Duvday. I spent the extra quarter.
I have heard that one is a return to form for
Pitch Black.
So.
Well, it's a return to form in the sense that it's closer to the original, but I didn't think there was necessarily anything wrong with the second one.
Yeah.
I thought a lot of their religion-y stuff kind of went up his own ass.
That was my problem with it. Was like the fun part about Pitch Black was that it was this adventure story on an isolated planet with this badass character who you know little about. And in the second one, they make him Space Jesus. It's like, I don't get that. Like,
the interesting thing is that in the first 5 minutes of that movie, they address the end of that storyline.
Yeah.
And give you a core conceit as to why this movie needs to happen.
Yeah.
But I was a little bit upset to, you know, if you want no spoilers, you know, maybe kind of tune out for a minute or so.
Yeah.
They never loop back around on the Necromonger storyline.
Okay.
They bring up Furion a few times.
Okay.
But they don't wrap all the way back around.
Gotcha.
Like, they mention the Necromonger stuff, how he splits off, what happens.
Right.
But they never loop all the way back around to him saying, well, like,
this is what happened here.
Yeah.
And that's like, why I'm not there.
Well, no, or what he's going to do next. Is he going to try to go back and, you know, reconquer the Necromongers? What's he going to do?
Right.
The movie is fairly decently acted. There are spots in it where the effects are real bad.
This was lower budget, though, too, wasn't it?
I think it was a $30 million affair.
Yeah, it wasn't really a high thing.
Now, this could largely be exaggerated internet kind of hoopla.
Right.
But the rumor I've heard is that him coming back for Fast and Furious and Fast 5.
Yeah.
was for the rights of the Riddick franchise.
Really?
I've been led to believe that he is the sole owner and proprietor of that franchise, with Universal having first right of refusal for projects based on that.
Oh.
And to lend credence to that, he's making a new game.
There you go.
He's making a sequel to Butcher Bay and Dark Athena.
He might actually... Now, Butcher Bay, I heard, is a good game, too, actually.
Fantastic.
Fantastic
Dark
game.
Athena's not bad.
Which was weird, because, like, that was during a slate of, you know, terrible movie games, obviously. And yet, here comes this bad movie with a great game.
There's a weird quality to Vin Diesel that's, you know, it probably explains how his career ended up where it is.
Yeah.
There's a... I wouldn't
the pacifier.
Say,
that explains where it went. It's come back around since.
Yeah,
then.
Everybody does one.
Everybody
of those.
Does one. Yeah. Of those.
The Rock
has like three of them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like he had that deal with Disney where he had to do like four movies.
I mean, like, right. Dude, you know, like when somebody says, you know, we'll give you, you know, $5 million and 10 points.
Right. Yeah.
You know, where out of $100 million, you're making another 10.
Right.
Mean,
yeah.
Really? Like,
oh, yeah.
what are you doing?
It's a Disney flick. It's gonna sell.
So
the kids aren't gonna flock to it,
and the next generation of people are gonna know who you are.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. And they're like, I don't remember him from Pacifier. I'm gonna go with Thief Fast Five when I'm older. You know. Obviously.
it makes sense to a large degree, but I think that his career is kind of gone where it is because I think he takes his roles largely serious.
Yeah.
And, you know, like, it. Even if you follow him on Facebook, which is a weird experience.
Right, yeah.
You know, he likes to speak very candidly about certain things. And
right.
When he talks about getting ready for roles, you'd think he was...
Crazy?
No, you would think he was in much higher brow cinema than he is.
Gotcha.
You know, like talking about Riddick is like, you know, I've got to go to that dark place and stuff like,
right.
Like in a way that you wouldn't necessarily associate Stallone with, you know, like, hey, I'm gonna go make Get Carter because
threw money at me.
I got an escape plan coming up. It's gonna be cool.
Yeah. He doesn't think he's a prison builder.
Yeah, right.
In his mind.
Yeah, right.
And I think that probably largely explains Vin Diesel's career.
Yeah,
is that like I think, with the exception of David Twothy, the guy, and Justin Lin, the people who make Riddick and. The Fast franchise. I think pretty much everybody else is like, all right, easy, Vin.
You know. Chill out, bro.
Yeah.
Well, he is like that. That's the funny thing about him is that he does genuinely enjoy like dorky things. Like for such a like guy who portrays a meathead, and he does love cars. Absolutely, he's a car guy. But you know, he likes anime and Dungeons and Dragons.
And he posted recently of him and Paul Walker playing World of Warcraft.
World of Warcraft, yeah. It's like, you know, he likes video games, he likes that whole thing. So, you know, it's like, hey, the nerd culture's hot, I'm actually a nerd, so, you know, that's probably why he spiked up again, so...
Yeah, I mean...
And the Fast movies, which brought him back in the Fast movies, and look at that, they're blockbusters again. So,
and he's a guy that you tell me Vin Diesel's in a movie, I'm like, yeah, I'll watch it. You know, I don't care what anybody says, A Man Apart, good movie.
I've never disliked Vin Diesel. So, are you going to go see Guardians of the Galaxy then? Because he is in Guardians of the Galaxy.
He's in that?
He is. He's the big tree guy named Groot.
With three lines.
With three lines that he's going to say through the whole thing. So.
I must have been like, Dave Bautista must have been like, you got to be in this movie with me.
Well, he'll have more than three lines, but all of his lines will consist of three words. So that's it. So, but yeah, so he's in that, along with Dave Bautista, so.
Yeah, and, you know, I'll say that, you know, Riddick is, it's worth, you know, I paid $1.50. Actually, I ended up paying $3 because I didn't get it back on time.
Right.
Sucker. It was worth $3.
Yeah.
It's fine.
So, I'd like to bring up some stuff, bringing up Guardians of the Galaxy and all that, unless you still had something to talk about.
I'm good.
Okay. A lot of trailers coming out recently for movies. I'm not one to talk, oh, the trailer's pretty cool. That Godzilla trailer, man, I'm telling you. I've never been a Godzilla guy, like, never really can. Like, I've watched, like, the old Godzilla movies. I'm down with this movie, and I can't wait for it.
Yeah, let me know when there's a movie. I mean, that trailer looks great.
Yeah, yeah.
But, yeah, let me know when there's a fucking movie. Because you know what? Those trailers for that Godzilla 98, they look pretty good, too.
No, they didn't.
Yeah, they did.
No, I guess they probably
did. They did!
But the accompanying media didn't. Like, the videos where they spliced in Godzilla's roar into all the music videos. Remember the late 90s when everything had to have that album tie-in?
Yeah.
Everything. My God, they don't do that anymore. Men in Black.
Well, they had that.
Men in Black.
They had that Puff Daddy song, "Come with Me."
Where they destroyed a Van Halen song?
No, that was a Led Zeppelin song.
I apologize. Yeah. Where they destroyed a Led Zeppelin song, and the only way they could justify it was to get him in on it, to get the guitarist in.
Jimmy Page was like, "Man, I really need some cocaine."
Yeah, I can play some tracks I already know.
Jimmy Page. Put Jimmy Page in a white suit, because that's all that's in Puff Daddy videos.
Man, terrible. Some of that Puff Daddy stuff from the late 90s was okay, but that was not one of them.
That was not one of them at all. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Stop. Stop. What is up with you singing?
It's awful.
Knock it off.
Oh, that Mo Money Mo.
I have not sung once on this podcast.
The previous podcast, he's saying, like,
we can't talk about that.
Every day.
We don't talk about the previous one on air. Anyway.
It doesn't exist. Those are the enemies.
Yeah, the thing I'll say is it's the, you know, that Mo Money Mo Problems song and video, pretty good.
Yeah.
So, you know, anybody wants to talk mess about Puff Daddy, I realize he's not very good.
Talk mess about Puff Daddy.
Why don't you bring that noise over here?
Why don't you bring that over here, son?
Anybody got street beef with P. Diddy? You bring it to the yard.
With the Diddy. Oh, man. That's great.
Street beef sounds like something that's really dirty.
That's awesome.
They're going to get at you in the rain box.
Yeah.
Stay away from my rain box.
What the hell is a rain box?
It's a prison term for shower.
Oh, okay.
They're gonna get you in the rain box.
Alright. You're the screw, so you know that one.
I feel like that's the only reason we have you on here is to learn new prison terms.
Man.
That's what I do.
I haven't watched any movies recently, but this summer's got some good stuff coming out that I'm totally hyped for.
Watch Dogs got a release date of May 27th. I know you have been talking a lot about that.
There's quite a bit of news. Watch Dogs getting a date finally. Cool.
What's the consensus on that game so far? Because people either seem to think it's going to be a rousing disappointment or...
the best game of all time ever.
Here's the problem.
First of all, it's not a Naughty Dogs game, so it's not going to be that. But go on.
The issue with, that I come to the table with Watch Dogs is that they've shown exactly like three mission types in that game.
Right.
Every time they've shown it.
Right.
And that's exactly what they did with the first Assassin's Creed.
Right.
And when that game shipped, there were three missions in it. Repeated. For 12 hours.
Just repeat those same three. Yeah.
I think that game looks cool. I think the aesthetic is awesome.
Right.
I love techno-punk bullshit.
Right, cyberpunk stuff, yeah.
I think that stuff is cool.
Yeah.
But I haven't seen any amount of evidence that there's something beyond the surface other than that. And hopefully it comes out and it's awesome.
Right. Has there really been, other than Deus Ex, yeah, never mind. My point's blown with Deus Ex. Just the cyberpunk thing, it feels like...
Dude, the new game from The Witcher, guys?
Oh, yeah?
Is called Cyberpunk.
Yeah, it's the new Cyberpunk. That's what I was going to say. So, it's from the I believe they have all the rights from the Cyberpunk games, the pen and paper ones, I believe. There was an old RPG called Cyberpunk that was done D&D style.
Yeah, it's
tabletop. And I believe it is of that ilk.
Well, and I would assume it is because they did that with The Witcher. They licensed the Witcher book series.
Exactly, yeah, yeah.
For those games. And, dude, Witcher game, that looks like the best-looking game I've ever seen. I don't know if they're showing PC on a completely out-powered PC or whatever.
Yeah.
That is the best-looking game I've ever seen.
Feels like Steam... Or, not Steampunk. Cyberpunk's making a comeback, I guess. I don't know.
Speaking of trailers.
Yeah.
See, they put out a trailer today for Dragon Age Inquisition.
I did not.
Uh-huh.
The new Dragon Age game.
Yeah. How does that look?
They're definitely trying to go for the Elder Scrolls aesthetic.
Right.
The big open world, you know, wilderness animals kind of thing, and then it's right. got, obviously it has dragons in it, because look yeah. at the name.
Because there's dragons.
But the...
It's their age.
It, you know, it's...
it's their era.
In one of the first trailers for that, it's, I think the line is truly, it is still the age of dragons. I'll always remember this. Whenever I think of Dragon Age, I just think of the word truly.
Truly it is.
But, yeah, the new trailer, I don't know, man. Like, I look at that shit that The Witcher's put out, and then I look at that, and I'm like, dude, you're not even the same fucking ball. It looks good, but, like, dude... You know, like, somebody's out there playing pro tennis and you show up with a ping pong paddle. Like, it's just, sorry, bro.
You're a baller.
And who knows, maybe it's hella fun and I'm an asshole.
Yeah, maybe. Who knows? Well, you are an asshole. But maybe about this specifically.
That's true. What else you got for news there?
Let's see, there's the PC version of Dark Souls 2 isn't going to release with the console version.
That's been known for a while, but isn't it like April 25th?
It's April 25th, finally got a date, which I'm happy about because... I've been playing Dark Souls 1. I finally beat it on PC. You actually need a controller with that game. It's not set up for... It's literally, they just moved it to the PC format. There wasn't any shift in controls.
Yeah.
I mean, it's terrible if you try to use mouse and keyboard, which I'm a big fan of. I know not a lot of people like. But yeah, you need a controller. I had to hook an Xbox controller up to play it. adequately, and it still had some issues, so I'm happy they're going to take their time with it to port it over correctly, and hopefully it's not a big pile of steaming control garbage that the first one was, even though it cost me like $3 on a Steam sale.
I need some PC controls, man.
Yeah, it kind of threw me off a little bit. I have to use my Xbox controller and drag it all the way downstairs and hook it in and do the deal. So
right.
I'm glad they're taking their time on it, and maybe it'll be a decent port.
Right.
I get fear of that just because whenever a Japanese developer tells me, hey, we're making a port of this game to PC,
yeah,
they don't play those games.
Yeah.
They don't get it. They don't want to. They don't...
Right. Yeah.
Don't give a shit.
Yeah, exactly. So.
Hopefully with the extra month, they have someone who does play and can work on it.
Dark Souls, that port came out like a year and a half later.
It was terrible.
And it was bad.
It was just a copy of what the Xbox had, the controllers. I tried it with mouse and keyboard, and it was terrifying.
Right.
It was bad. So
anecdotally, I had a friend who was at a preview event recently and got his hands on with Dark Souls 2. And hopefully that PC version is pretty boss ballin', because he said that the console versions for the 360 and the PS3, they both look great, but he said there's some frame rate problems in that game.
Right.
Yeah. And even just the earlier parts. So he said there is a chance that, you know, you could have that Blight Town situation where when you're underground, that game chugs at zero frames.
Right.
Yeah.
Like you did in Dark Souls for the 360. So, I don't know. Like, I've decided to pass on Dark Souls.
Right.
I own Demon Souls. I own Dark Souls. I played both of them, like, fairly extensively. Like, I never beat either of them, but... I just don't care.
A lot of people have never bothered
it, and that game's not for everybody. I mean, it's one of those games you just have to... It's just a niche that I like.
I totally get why my friends enjoy it. And, like, to me, on paper, I'm like, that's the kind of shit I'm into. But for whatever reason, there's just a... There's enough of, like, Monster Hunter in there, which doesn't appeal to me at all.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, a priority on animation.
You don't like Monhu? You never heard of that?
Monhu?
Oh, my God. That's what they call that game. It's Monhu.
I fucking hate
that. It drives me crazy. It's the worst vernacular for any game I've ever heard in my life. Anyway, go on. I just thought I'd throw that little tidbit at you.
I hate you.
You want to play some Monhu? No, man.
I never do.
Moving on. There's a show I watched a little bit of. Brandon, you watched a lot of it. I don't know if you're keeping up with it. It's called Arrow.
Yes.
Following the Green Arrow. It is awesome.
It's great.
I love that show.
Is that not canceled yet?
No, it's not. It's the top rated show on CW.
Yeah, it's doing really well.
So like seven people.
Well, yeah, exactly. It's like it pulls in a seven.
All 43.
7 million? No, seven.
No.
All 43 and a half people who watch it.
Of course, it's not like a ratings blaster because it's not on one of the main networks. But
yeah.
If for CW, it's a really
with a really
and it's is a really well done show.
Second or third like show that they've tried after Smallville.
This is the third show. Well, no, let's see. Smallville. They had Birds of Prey, which was god awful.
Oh yeah.
And I think this is the second because Birds of Prey was their last one. No, there was another one in there somewhere, but I can't remember what it was.
I thought Birds of Prey was during Smallville.
Well, it was.
Like, they tried to... they were going to mix the universes.
Smallville kept going too long. That's what happened. It was like, they were moving on to Birds of Prey, but then it failed, and they go, we should probably keep Smallville going a bit further.
Yeah.
So, and that's when we got 8 seasons more of crap Smallville.
Yeah, but Arrow's doing great.
I love the trailer for the
mid-season premiere.
They have way too much shit going on.
There is a lot to follow. They're trying to throw in characters for character's sake, I think for fan service.
And it's,
I'm excited about Barry Allen.
It's not... Oh, yeah. Well, that's going to be a new show. So yeah. Flash is getting he's getting his own show, but he's going to come back to the
he's going to make a cameo. Off. Yeah,
are you guys not watching the Avengers show?
I am. I'm watching that too.
I catch it on Hulu.
Yeah,
and Hulu just it doesn't update well.
Does it not?
Like the last episode I saw is when Lucy Liu ripoff.
Ming-Na?
Yeah.
She ain't no Lucy Liu ripoff, man. She's awesome.
Calm down. Don't stab me.
Don't be talking bad about Ming-Na.
So,
just saying.
The last one I saw...
Play Mulan.
The last one I saw...
Devin Aoki! I just wanted to say an Asian lady's name. Right, I don't know.
Go on. Yeah.
The last one I saw was when she... they got hit with those sweet bombs that made them fall asleep.
Right, yeah.
But to them, it was instant, but it was like hours
that
passed.
Right, hours,
yeah. That was the last episode that was on Hulu, I've been waiting for that to update, because usually they'll like wait, and then like 3 more episodes will pop up in a row, and
The latest episode was on Tuesday. I've yet to watch it.
Okay.
But apparently, it's a big revelation this
episode. I need to start DVRing it, I guess, once I catch up, so.
But Arrow has been awesome.
Arrow's been great.
Really enjoying it. I finally caught up with it, and it's just a lot of shit's going on. Here's the problem. If they don't supplement all of these things that are happening, it's going to get really bad.
Yeah.
But so far, they've handled everything, and they've put a cap on a lot of stuff. But then they open, like, 3 new cans, and it's like, stop! And next week is going to be... Have you caught up on it and everything?
I don't want
to spoil anything.
Last episode I saw, spoil alert, so close your ears.
Yeah.
He just ran into Slade Wilson at his house.
Oh, and his house? Okay, yeah. So there's one more episode after that.
I haven't seen that yet. So don't blow it for me.
So I won't blow anything for you.
I don't know who any of those people are.
Yeah, I know. Well, you know Deathstroke from
Deathstroke.
Arkham.
Deathstroke.
Yeah!
Slade Wilson's
he's the main villain in this.
Yeah.
Well, I thought this was a Marvel show.
It's a DC.
It's a DC Arrow's show. Arrow DC. Yeah.
Oh, I thought you guys...
No, we're talking about Arrow again.
No, we're back to Arrow.
We're back to Arrow. I apologize.
Super confused.
Yeah, no.
Wade Wilson is Deathstroke, or not...
Slade Wilson.
Wade Wilson is Deadpool.
Is Deadpool, because he's a parody of Slade Wilson.
Yeah, so there you go.
Stupid.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Like, I always hear that, like, Deadpool is, like, you know, a parody character.
He is.
Yeah.
But the problem is, like, it's not funny.
Well...
It used to be funny.
I enjoy it.
His gag was he's just so sophomoric and he just runs his mouth.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's like immortal.
Oh, trust me, I saw like 2 hours of that game.
Don't go by the game.
Holy
because the game
fuck.
Is eh.
Yeah, the game is eh.
But he's a funny character. It's funny because him as a parody became more popular than the thing that they're parodying him off of.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, until the new, you know, the new Batman game came out. Trailers.
Yeah, yes.
Arkham Knight. Oh, my God. It's Rocksteady.
It looks pretty freaking cool.
Back to form on that. So that looks like it's going to be freaking amazing.
It's pretty cool.
I think they said the city is going to be 5 times larger than Arkham City was.
Hopefully there will be things to do in it.
I'm sure there's going to be a million side missions you're going to have to follow.
Arkham Origins, my God. The barren wasteland of things to not do in that quote-unquote open world.
Yeah, it was...
Ugh.
Nobody had a problem with the Arkham Origins, but no one liked it either.
Well,
It was like Canada.
Well, the problem is, like, when you're open world, which is supposed to be one of your selling points, if I'm just sitting there going like, man, if there was a button I could push to just make me go to the next mission, I'd probably keep playing it. You know what? I'm just gonna turn this off.
Exactly.
I never finished it.
Yeah. Well, eventually they do get to the quick thing. We had to finish all the Riddler things first.
Yeah, I'm never doing that.
And guess what? In the PC version, there was a glitch to where you couldn't finish all the Riddler missions.
Awesome.
So they had to release a patch so you could even do the quick thing. Oh, it was really silly.
Glad I didn't get the PC version of that.
Right? It was really silly. But I think the patch came fairly quickly,
yeah,
but not very quickly. I think it was like a week later. So it's like, oh, okay.
So you're stuck for a week.
Swing
to everything.
Swing to everything you want to go to. But it just, like, I think like, the only thing that that game had going for it was the main storyline. And that was pretty much it.
Yeah.
The main storyline was solid. Everything else was just like, all the side missions were like, oh, go here and use your little rewind technique. Okay, you figured that out. Go here.
Yeah,
and that's it.
Move on. It's like a.
Maybe you want to go back on the main mission? Yeah, like, I do, because there's something interesting happening.
Like a scavenger hunt.
I want to go fight Copperhead.
I found this golden screw. What next?
I get that. You know, and this is what people always tell me when it comes to this. And I'm somebody who, just in the recent past, has read around 2,000 pages of Batman comics.
Right.
I have a pretty severe problem with the fact that people are like, well, the Joker is the quintessential Batman enemy.
He's the top one.
Why do we always have to involve him in fucking everything?
I agree.
When I first heard that there's like, there's eight, you know, assassins out here, I was like, yes, this is great!
Yeah.
Oh, he... stupid Joker shows up!
No, it's well, you know, it's the... He's involved because of a franchise thing. That's why. Because
Arkham Knight.
Everybody knows.
He's not going to be in that, is he?
Dude, trust. I don't know. He might be.
If that's he's in thing. That,
I
will fucking throw it out the window.
He may be in it. That's my point. They haven't shown him in it, but he may actually return in that because people don't die in comics. They just go to sleep.
Yeah.
they just go off.
They
panel.
Just take naps.
They just go off.
But
panel.
Like, just have Harley Quinn go insane,
dude. I am in complete agreement with you. I personally love the fact that when Arkham Origins came out, it was like, hey, Black Mask, these six assassins, here we go, I'm down. And yeah, of course, they had to throw in the Joker, and it's like the first encounter with the Joker, which was annoying.
Make a Calendar Man game.
No.
Calendar Man.
So I
what
I
about
did,
Crazy Quilt? He could be one.
I did recently find the Calendar Man logo.
Did you? Yeah. I have
part
seen
of me
it.
Feels like if I ever lose a bet, it'll be over a tattoo of the Calendar Man logo.
What is the Calendar Man logo?
It kind of looks like a calendar.
It kind of looks like a calendar.
It's a calendar.
They use it for one issue of some Silver Age comic, I'm sure.
Oh,
well, there's like that one guy, like Film Freak or whatever his name was.
Yeah, right.
This
yeah.
is just like a film reel, so it's the same. At that time, they weren't really going real far.
No.
I don't know if you've seen the Batman logo.
Yeah.
It's just fucking Bat.
Well, it's very recognizable. However, they change it all the time. That's the thing about Batman. Like, Batman has a really recognizable symbol. It changes every year.
But it's an oval with a bat in it, dude.
I know, but not even that. That's what I'm saying. But the oval's not there half the time.
Yeah, but it's
no,
but it's still in the shape of an oval.
But it's a different bat every time. It's like, we went to Batman Begins.
Yeah, but no matter how
thing.
Much you redesign that, when
oh,
you
yeah.
see a Batman logo, like,
I get
it's
it.
A fucking Batman logo.
It's a Batman logo, but I'm just saying, it's, like, oh, it's iconic. I was like, well, it's not that iconic, because the Superman symbol don't fucking change. It's that, you know, like, triangle.
Sometimes
thing
it's kind of brown?
Well, yeah, but that's just because the bad costume they had for that one came out. But anyway,
I haven't seen that new Superman movie. I heard it's real dumb.
I enjoyed that movie.
I liked it a lot.
I have my problems with that movie, but I enjoyed it.
I always felt like Superman was the asshole friend of yours.
See, that's...
that just, whenever it's like, well, I can, you know, I have the power of invincibility, he's like, well, I have the power to have every power.
Well,
he's the Cartman of that situation, is what I'm trying to say.
I have the power to have as many powers that I want.
I want to turn Kyle into chicken.
I'm not gonna say he's written spectacularly all the time, not by any means, but you know, I am a fan of the big blue S. So,
that cripple guy that played him, I never thought he was any good.
Wow.
That's
he wasn't a very good actor.
Thanks for that. I'm not questioning that you hate his acting. That's not the part of the statement I have a problem with.
Well, I mean, he wasn't crippled then. But
if I said that one guy that played Superman wasn't any good, would you know who I was talking
about?
You
could say Christopher Reeve.
I didn't know what his name was.
Oh, my God. So just the cripple. Okay.
I said the cripple. I didn't say the cripple. I said that crippled guy. Okay. It's a little different.
Okay. I'll grant you that one. You could have said paralyzed or paraplegic, maybe. I don't know. Or is he just, paraplegic.
Who cares?
Yeah.
He's dead now.
I didn't say the guy's
Superman. He's dead and gone.
He's dead now, so it doesn't matter.
And God rest his soul, even though he did Superman 4.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
That's why he got crippled.
No.
Okay.
He was thrown from a horse. But
that horse was like, we're in Superman 4. Oh,
and on
moving
that,
on.
And on that note.
Oh, we're done?
We are done
that. I think we can't top that.
This is Video Destruct. We gotta go.
We gotta go.